Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. The song is called Time is Tight. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book is theageofthecustomer.com. That's my new book, The Age of the Customer. Michael Barrera is our guest, folks. Michael is an old friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 11 years now. He's National Director of Coalitions and Entrepreneurship at the Libre Initiative. Michael, welcome back. Thanks again for staying with us. Tell us what the Libre Initiative is all about.
Well, what we're about, like I said, we promote economics, the concepts of economic freedom and the principles to the Hispanic community as really the true venue for prosperity within this country. And really, economic freedom is not an American idea. It's been really the best way to achieve prosperity and freedom, whether it be in America or through other countries throughout the world. And we promote this concept to the Hispanic community in the U.S. And what makes our group so special, we're a conservative-based group. Mm-hmm. But we have a grassroots approach to this. We have offices in Florida, Miami, Orlando. We have offices in Texas, offices in Arizona, Colorado, Missouri. We have physical offices all over the country, and we actually do a lot of grassroots outreach to the Hispanic community, because that really is the best way to actually, and I'm a big believer in this, Jim, and you and I have talked about it. If you really want people to listen to you, you've got to get to know them. You've got to go say hello. You've got to find out what they care about, because that truly is, that's a conversation.
You've got to get face-to-face with them.
Speech. Yeah, that's a conversation rather than just a speech. Mm-hmm. And life is not, well, I think we're learning about, life isn't just about talking points. It's about making a point to go talk to people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important.
Well said.
That's what we do
well
at Libre Initiative.
What's the website?
The website is www.bblibre.org. www.bblibre.org. And if you get a chance, I'd like to talk. Yeah,
and that's B as in boy, L-I-B-R-E.
A B. B as in boy, E as in Ed. L-I-B-R-E.
Oh, B-E, Libre. Okay, and then B-E, L-I-B-R-E, and then that's .com?
.org.
.org, okay. So and check
Libre
that out.
Means free.
You got a big event coming up next couple of weeks.
Great event. We have an event September 23rd. It's in Scottsdale, right there next door to Phoenix. And it's at a place called The Venue. It's our family business forum in Scottsdale, Arizona. Mm-hmm. It's a place called The Venue at 7117 East 3rd Avenue. It's a free event.
Can they find out more about it? They can find out more about it at the website, right?
The website, or they can call me I'm going to have them call me personally if they'd like to.
Okay.
They can call me at 720-633-7106.
All right. So,
and
check
call me personally,
folks,
or go to the website.
All right. So,
it's a great event.
Talk to us some more about what you see the future of Hispanic businesses in the U.S. economy.
I think we're going to be it's going to be based on two things. Our businesses are going to continue to grow for two reasons: that they get better at doing business with business principles, and we get better at attracting financing, get better at working the economy. But it's also going to grow, and other businesses are going to grow because our consumer base is growing. Right now, the overall Hispanic community spends $1.5 trillion a year.
Wow.
That's a great customer. And that's not just for Hispanics. It's for anybody to take advantage of that customer. And that's growing. And that's our businesses are now doing almost half a trillion a year now in business. Mm. So our community is starting to continue to grow. And we're a younger community. Our average age for the Hispanic community is 27 years old.
Wow.
But, compared to 37 or so for the other community. You make a great point, Jim, and that's why I think Hispanics should become more conservative, because we're going to start seeing how government policies can have a big effect on your prosperity. When you're weighed down by government regulation, when you're weighed down by laws that just cause you more problems and you don't know what's going on, like the health care law. When we don't fix our immigration laws, the Hispanics are going to be affected by these laws and over government reach like anybody else. And they start figuring this out that, we can get this done on our own. Just kind of get it out of the way, like any business, particularly small business that has realized throughout the years.
So I want to ask you, we got about 2 minutes left, and I want to get your take on what I just can't let you get away without finding out what you think about the president's plan, his self-stated plan that he's probably going to take executive action to basically immunize, I guess, or what's the word I want to use, 4 or 5 million people, and bring them into to a little faster path to citizenship. What do you think about that? And what does your group think about that?
Well, the first thing, Jim, I mean, work with Congress. This thing should be worked up with Congress.
That's what the Constitution says, isn't it?
That's what it says, and what's bad about this is such a obvious political ploy. I mean, how many times have we heard from the president that he makes these, draws these lines in the sand,
and then it's
the sand? How can you trust that? And the business community can't trust that. You can't keep telling you're going to do something and then don't do it.
Plus, if he does something that's outside the Constitution, and you start making plans based on that, and then it goes to court, and the court reverses that, then that's the reason why you need to work within the system, right?
Well, and that's cruel to these people that are relying on it.
That's exactly right.
That's not fair to these businesses.
That's the reason why it's a cynical political ploy, isn't it?
And then again, like you and I talked about, Jim, don't say you're for small business when we can't. You know, what do we always talk about? What does a small business want? They hate the answer no to their request.
Yep.
Love the answer, yes, but they cannot stand the constant I'll get back to you.
Uncertainty is hurting all of us. Hey, Michael, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Michael Barrera, ladies and gentlemen. BELibre.org. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.